Magic 107.5, 97.5, Atlanta's best mix of R&B with Carol Blackman on the phone with me, because normally she'd actually be in the studio, but she's away. She's in Chicago these days. Oh my gosh. But we'll talk about that in just a little bit. The creator, and I would like to even say a shining example of what happens when you work hard and you're committed to community and all works that are good. This is the creator of Girls Who Rule the World and the first lady of the Harvey family, Marjorie Harvey.
How are you? That was some introduction. How are you doing, Carol?
Good. How are you, Marjorie?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good, good. It is that time again.
It is. Can you believe it?
I cannot.
Can you believe it?
I cannot.
Third year.
Yeah. Mighty third year of Girls Who Rule the World. This is the incredible weekend that you invite young ladies out to come and grow with the organization and really find out a lot about themselves. Tell us about Girls Who Rule the World, what your mission is to these young ladies, and the age group that you're asking to participate.
Well, as you know, this is our third year having the Girls Who Rule the World program. We've extended the deadline for the application, so I need to make sure that these girls know if they want to apply to the program this year. They have until September the 4th.
Okay,
so
great.
Please get those applications in so that anyone that wants to come will at least have an opportunity to have a shot at it this year, because we don't want anyone to be left out if they wanted to at least apply to it. So if they could do that. But we're going to have it again this year out at Stone Mountain, at the Marriott Stone Mountain. And it's a three-day, two-night weekend. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the end of September, the 28th through the 30th.
Okay.
And so if they want to apply, they need to go online and apply to the Girls Who Rule the World, or they can go to the Steve and Marjorie Harvey Foundation. But the easiest way is to pull down the application at girlswhoruletheworld.org.
Okay. And what can these ladies expect? What is the mission for Girls Who Rule the World?
Well, what we'd like to do is we're targeting girls ages 13 to 18, and we're trying to teach the girls that weekend positive self-image, you know, being having responsible conduct, respect for, you know, themselves and others. You know, we're dealing with educational things, cultural enrichment, and a lot of other things. We're going to have a lot of fun, too, but we have speakers that come. We've got Mickey Taylor coming again this year, so that's going to be exciting.
Awesome.
Jackie Bruton that talks to the girls. She has a great one-on-one that she does with the girls that they always love.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Gates Millennium Scholarship that's going to be there this year, and that pretty little girl, Kimberly Locke, American Idol, she's coming. So that's going to be a lot of fun, but when they first get there, we actually have the Expo, which was so popular last year. We're going to bring that back, where they have a lot of different vendors that come, and they get a chance to set up for the parents and the girls.
Great.
So they get to talk about, you know, the different colleges and health and fitness and all of those different things. So that's going to be a lot of fun, too.
Awesome. So now, when do we climb the mountain? We were just talking about this off air. So when do we climb the mountain? I climbed it last year. You're pretty good at it, I must say, Miss Marjorie.
I'm that good, you know? But I made it up.
We made it to the top of the mountain.
Yeah.
So when is the when do we climb the mountain this year? Is that the Saturday event? I'm trying to remember. That is more the Saturday event, right? Saturday morning.
Well, we're finalizing the schedule for that weekend, but we are going to have it in there that weekend, and we're going to let you know, because we want you to come climb that mountain with us.
Okay. All right. I'll do it.
More than likely, we are going to try to do it on Saturday, but I'll definitely let you know if you can come climb it with me.
Okay. No excuses. No excuses.
There you go.
Yeah. So you know what? I think it is really, really awesome that you have such an incredible panel of guests and speakers, and Miss Mickey Taylor, my goodness. You walk away from yeah, she renews and energizes you and makes you just want to go forward and succeed. And it's just awesome, the people that
you
have this year.
It's an empowering weekend, you know.
Right.
we have women that inspire these young ladies, you know, in all aspects, you know, teaching them how to be great leaders. We pair them with these business women to keep, you know, tabs on them and to find out what's going on with them. So if they need any guidance in any area, whether it be financial literacy, you know, health, wellness, whatever they need to talk about, because they get a snapshot of that weekend.
Mm-hmm. That's great. You know what? Another question I was thinking about, I think it's just so awesome that even though you and Steve have moved to Chicago, that you're still doing this here in Atlanta. Why is it so important that this program stays here in Atlanta?
Well, one of the things, when we first moved there, I was just looking at the statistics and everything that was going on with our girls, with the high school dropout rate, with the all of the STDs and things that are going on with the girls there. I just felt like that was a good place to start.
Mm-hmm.
So we can start empowering these young ladies and get them to understand whatever it is that you want to do, you can do it. And nothing holds you back other than you.
Right, right.
And also pairing them with these women that can help them get to wherever it is that they're trying to get to, because, you know, these women have been where they are, and we're just trying to all play it forward.
Absolutely. So we appreciate it, though, because, like I said, this could have gone where you are. You know what I mean? You could have taken it with you to Chicago, and even though it's, you know, you started it here and you saw the need. And, of course, there's a great need all over the world and in a place like Chicago, even there. But we're just so grateful that your mission and your purpose is to keep it here and to empower these young women in this area, in our community here in Atlanta.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I also, but Carol, that's my plan, though, to take it to all these other cities as well.
Okay,
that's just,
great.
That's the city that I started in, and I wanted to keep that one going. But my plan is to go to all these other cities as well, because it's a need there as well.
Absolutely. It's so needed. Mm-hmm. So needed. So give me the website again and then the deadline and then we'll probably talk again, I'm sure, before it gets kicked off. But just so we can kind of nudge the parents of these teens that need to get involved.
Exactly, because they can nominate themselves or a parent or a teacher.
Oh, good.
Can nominate the girls.
Okay.
And you can go to girlswhoruletheworld.org, and the deadline for the applications is September the 4th.
Okay, so right after the holiday. So this should really be something they do this week. And maybe while everybody else is barbecuing this weekend, they need to put this on their plate to do. Yeah.
Exactly.
To meet the deadline. So, Marjorie, thank you so much. We'll be talking again soon. And I will get ready. I think I'll start training now so I can get to the top of the mountain. Okay.
Thanks so much.
Take care.
Take care.
All righty. Mm-hmm.